Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
I'm here. What's up? Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. Monstrous Radio Live. As you can tell, I'm adjusting back to the whole situation and getting back into this radio, and it's not going real smooth for me. So, hey, let me sit over here. I'm going to get it together. We're going to get this Takeover Tuesday started and jumping off. Just don't forget, Monstrous Radio is interactive. You can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So, all right, well, I'm going to go ahead and get myself together, hear some new music I'm blazing out with y'all. Matter of fact, this is Blago. This is called Is He the Plug? Monstrous Radio. Takeover Tuesday starts right. I'm going to get it together right now.
Look like he got it. He look like he got it. He look like he got it.
Yeah. Blago. Huh?
They looking like, is he the plug?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he the plug? Walking his bitch and no presses the fuck. They looking like, is he the plug? He look like he got it. Is he the plug? Look at him. Walking his bitch and no presses the fuck.
Yeah.
Fresh to death, like my cough in the club.
You know it.
And I flex up so hard, cause everything I got out the mud.
Yeah. Used to wear white tees and Dickies. Now I can choose between Louis or Fendi. They watch me like TV, I deserve an Emmy. Every female with me, favorite line is Demi. Baddies came with me, you know I got plenty.
You know
my cologne, I'm like a walking chimney. Tell about tenders in the case of Remy. Don't jump out your skin, cause my nigga keep itchy. We ain't even start flexing yet, and I could tell these bitches about to act a act. Look at them homo niggas came through fresh, breaking bitches' necks with the aftermath.
We dripping soul,
fresh as a baby sack. Haters hating what they hating at.
Yeah, yeah.
I told them to check a back. Pussy nigga
yeah,
going
yeah,
check a back.
They looking like, is he the plug?
Yeah, yeah.
Is he the plug? Walking his bitch and no presses to fuck. They looking like, he got it. Is he the plug? Look at him. Walking his bitch and no fresh as the
yeah, yeah.
They looking like, is he the plug?
Is he the plug?
Yeah. Is he the plug? Walking his bitch and no fresh as the fuck. They looking like, is he the plug? He look like he got it. Is he the plug? Look at him. Walking his bitch and no fresh as the fuck.
Yeah. Look, he the one with the cocaine. Yeah, he used to whip it like I gon' see
it.
Cause
whip
that nigga fresh like he on the clean. They think I'm no plug just by my demeanor. I used to dream about my jealous.
Yeah.
Now I get fly as propellers. Fresh to death, they think I need a Barbera. Feel like the king, I just need my Coretta. But I know these niggas is telling.
They
show my face for a minute, then belly.
I'm gone.
I'm young and I'm black with some money.
Yeah.
They wanna know what he's selling.
He gotta be.
But I'm being honest, your honor.
100.
I had to work for these commas.
I did.
They just think I am the plug, cause I'm fresh as the fuck. They just send my persona. They ask who he play with kids, cause
that nigga dope as fuck.
I know they hating me, this
that
I know.
Me and my niggas.
They cannot take me, probably cause I'm taking they home.
I did you a favor.
But you will not play with me, oh no, no, no.
Oh no, 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 no.
They
no,
looking
no,
like, is he the plug?
Walking his bitch and no presses the fuck. They looking like, is he the plug?
you got it. Izzy the plug.
Look at him.
Walking this bitch in no fresh.
Yeah.
They looking like Izzy the plug.
Izzy the plug.
Yeah. Izzy the plug. Walking this bitch in no fresh is the fuck. They looking like Izzy the plug.
Management. Looks like they're on the line. They're about ready to take over here in just a little bit. So, all right, y'all, like I said, I'm getting it together. Popping some of these new records out on y'all, breaking new records. But, hey, you know, we do discussions and we do real talk and things like that around here. So, hey, one of the things that popped up, and it's really not an isolated event as much as most people think it is. We're talking about the support or that there the lack of that artists talk about on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. They talk about how they don't get support and things like that. So, you know, some people say it's just a certain city and they can't stay in that city. And some other people are like, you know, this is what it really is. So, hey, I'm going to give my comments on it. And you can definitely give your comments on it, how you feel about why some artists don't get that much support, or, you know, you understand what I'm saying. So we're going to go ahead and keep it moving. Here goes some more new music, another new record. I'm about to break all up in your ear. This is Somo. It's called Hide and Freak. Yeah, I said it. Hide and Freak featuring Trey Songz. Check it out, Monstrous Radio, E-Monster, DJ E-Monster, My Music Club, Rap My City TV, and Trivion Entertainment. Oh, wait. Hey, that's a Tuesday. New R&B.
Oh, and turn it around for me. I'm feeling my luck. Oh, so come and take a ride with me. You're acting real playful, but I really know what you mean. Wanna go up and down and round for round and pound for pound. I'll put it down. Tell me what's your favorite game. I
wanna play hide and freak.
You ain't gotta cover up your eyes.
Baby, come and play with me.
Hide and freak. Hide and freak. Hide and
freak.
Play, come play with me. Presidential, that's what the room is. Confidential, that's what the mood is. And I'm feeling your body, feeling your heart, feeling your soul, feeling it as we go up and down and round for round and pound for pound. I'll put it down. Tell me what's your favorite game. I
wanna play hide and freak.
You ain't gotta cover up your eyes.
Baby, come and play with me.
Couple days in it.
Hope you've been stretching. I give you this blessing. We
touching
and loving. You busting a tray in it.
Yeah.
Is it my turn to hide?
Yeah.
Count 200 by 5, 5, 10, 15, 20. I be getting to it like a pistol with your money. Baby girl, I had it, and I'm just a door giver. Baby girl, ride it like a four-wheeler. Tell me you gon' catch it like the punch up on the block. Tell me you gon' bust it like the stars in the shot.
Remember around the way we play.
Hide, hide and go get it. I know you will.
Oh, girl,
say my name. What's your favorite game?
What's your favorite game?
Tell me what's your favorite game, man.
I'm about to open up the lines real soon here, real soon. So I got one more track to sing for y'all. And then, like I said, we're going to open up the lines and let's see. We're going to open up this discussion and see how y'all feel about it. Just remember, there is no right or wrong. Hey, it's just a discussion. You dig? So here's something that I keep getting a request for. Some new Juicy J. It's called Trying to Love. Him and Drake and Ty Dolla $ign. Oops, wrong
man, track. This crazy day.
Can't touch this shit. Yeah. Can't touch this shit. Can't touch this shit, man. OG shit. You can't touch it. You can't touch this shit. You can't touch it. You can't touch this shit. You can't touch it. You can't touch this shit. You can't touch this shit. You can't touch this shit, my bitch. You can't touch this shit, my Rolex. You can't touch this shit, my money. You can't touch this shit, my Rory. You can't touch this shit. You can't touch it. You can't touch this shit. You can't touch this shit. I got a list on my mind of shit you can't put your hands on. My dumb, my money, get your sneaky air cap blown. Been about mine since the first rap song. Hood air, white neighbors, I ain't got a favorite. How you living? Money ain't an object. Take a picture. Matter of fact, give it to your boo. I'm a favorite. Matter of fact, you should check. That's really your baby. Make it famous. That's what I do. Call me Hugh. I've been blowing low. Driving everything foreign. Spent $100 on a car. Cause yesterday was boring. I got rolling after rolling. So your time ain't shoot. If I'm smooth, you ain't rolling. Cause your grind ain't shoot. You can't touch it. You can't touch this shoot. You can't touch this shit. You can't touch it. You can't touch this shit. You can't touch this shit. You can't touch this shit, my bitch. You can't touch this shit, my Rolex. You can't touch this shit, my money. You can't touch this shit, my Rory. You can't touch this shit. You can't touch it. You can't touch this shit. You can't touch this shit. TMZ on my arm, got me coming at the club with somebody else. He the that's in love. I ain't got a problem. I'm a player, ain't no crime, bro. She just my hell yeah, let us move, bro. I'm just icy as I'm colder than the refrigerator. Hood icon, thug politician, trap Obama. You don't want no drama with me. If it's try you up dodging chicken, your body crispy for food with me. Hating on my come up cause they never made it. You would never be a boss cause I didn't sit you at the table. 700 horses, LaFerrari, I just bought a stable. Instagramming, catch you hating, get you shot from every angle. You can't touch it. You can't touch this shit. You can't touch it. You can't touch this shit. You can't touch it. You can't touch this shit. You can't touch this shit. You can't touch this shit, my bitch. You can't touch this shit, my Rolex. You can't touch this shit, my money. You can't touch this shit, my Rory. You can't touch this shit. You can't touch it. You can't touch this shit. You can't touch this shit. Are you on that quick? 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 Are you on that quick?
Alright, I don't know if y'all heard it, but that was, I'm not going to say the worst, but that was not the best edited version song I've ever heard. I just saw it quite a few times in there. It is what it is, but hey, it's Monsters Radio Takeover Tuesday, where we allow you, the listener, the caller, whether you're artist, whether you're R&B, hip-hop, raga, pop, it doesn't matter what you do, you can call in now, take over the show, and endorse whatever it is you do, and we will not send you a bill. You understand me? We won't send you a bill. So, all right, hit us up, 424-243-9649. And I'm going to say it slow for those of you that used to catch the short school bus and they used to make you wear the helmet with the visor so you wouldn't lick the window. Push the big buttons, player, 49649. So, all right, let's go over here. I believe it goes by the name of Flying. I believe is that how you say your name, bro?
Yeah, that's it. Blind, like you can't see, but I can see real good.
That's what's up. So, all right, it's your moment to take over right here on Flying Radio, brought to you by E Monster Monsters Radio Live. So, what we on tonight, Cam?
Well, you know me, man. I'm always working, man. You know, I got a I got an artist by the name of Mr. Chainsaw Man, newly signed to We All We Got. And, you know, he's a producer as well, so I've been promoting his music, his beats, as well as one of these new tracks that he got out. Of course, you know my House Life affiliates, man, House Life Music Group. They always doing something, you know. I got a new track for you that I sent over to you by my man Juice. And, you know, me, I'm always working, man, looking for sponsors, man, looking for more business, man. So, you know, I thought I'd chime in tonight, man, you know, take over, man. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, that's what's up. So go ahead, and before we get too far into it, tell people how they can connect with you on social networks.
Well, social networking and my Twitter is Blind Businesses. That's plural, more than one business, Blind Businesses. You can reach me on, you know, on Facebook, Keith Blind Williams. And, you can touch me by email, weallwegotdc@gmail.com.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
So, all right, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to let you know about the Instagram. I don't play Instagram too much, but it's on there, you know, Blind Business. No, matter of fact, my Instagram is Blind Bout Business. That's Blind, B-L-I-N-D-B-O-U-T, Business, B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S. But, you know, you can always catch me on Twitter, man. That's my main thing, man, Twitter. I'll be on there.
Okay. So, all right, so part of our, you know, our discussion, you know, what we do around here, we try to not only spin the hot music, everything, but we also try to do things to help artists advance themselves. You know what I mean? The things that we talk about, it may not really pertain to them as an individual, but sometimes people would take things out of the things that we discuss and better themselves and help their career move to another level. So, all right, one of the things we're talking about is something I've seen on Facebook today. It's something that I've known that there's a trend in seeing, that a lot of people will say, like, you know, a certain city. You know, like, I'm going to keep it real. What they said today, they was like, the Minnesota rap scene sucks. Artists don't support each other. There's no support from the people. And, you know, so on and so forth. They went kind of in-depth on how they felt about it. But I noticed it starts to be a lot from city to city to city to city. So I see a lot of artists putting this out here. What's it like in your city where you're from, bro? And definitely let us know where you're from and what's the weather like. But let us know what's the scene around there when it comes to getting support from the local listeners and DJs.
Well, around here, I mean, first and foremost, I'm from Washington, D.C., man, D.C., uptown. It's cold right now. Stay cold, so you better keep some heat. But, yeah, right now, as far as support, I mean, support is there, but it's not there. You know what I'm saying? DC is I mean, you gotta build your support. You know what I'm saying? It seems like in DC, wherever you rapping, wherever you from, if you from uptown, you from Northeast, or you from whatever block you from, you got that support. You know what I'm saying? Well, you got some support from the hood, and then you're gonna have some support from different people. But I mean, as far as radio is concerned, they have their outlets so that you can get on the radio. I mean, there are outlets so that, you know, it makes you feel like there's support for you. But when it's all said and done, it's really no support unless you know people. You know, if you know the right people or if you have certain connections, then you get some type of support. But I mean, in general, it's just not like everybody supporting everybody. You know, it's like if you hot, then yeah, everybody on you. If you're not hot, then you got to come up. And that means you got to be doing shows. You got to be, you know, just in the areas that you need to be in. You need to be on the radio. You need to be at the home jams, the cyphers. You need to be everywhere in the city doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, you build support in the city. In D.C., you got to build support. It's not just there. You build support. Like with me, when I first started doing stuff, I didn't first start with We All We Got. I started with another organization, and I had to go out and, you know what I'm saying, introduce myself. And when I stopped being with the other organization and I started doing We All We Got, I had certain connections because of my rapport with that person. So you build a rapport with the people, and the people you build a rapport with, those become your supporters, and then their supporters become your supporters, and so forth and so on. You got to build it. It's not just there, though. I don't think it's just there anywhere, but I may be wrong. I know in my city, it's not just there. You got to build it. You build that support. You get supported. You make them want to support you. You always in their face. You actually give them no choice but to support you.
Hey, real talk. Hey, That's preach. I don't even say preach. That's college. I don't know what else to call it, but hey, that's like hitting it right on the nail right there, bro. And that goes across the board for no matter where you're from, because that's how it be. Some people, they think just because of, okay, you say you got hot trash or whatever, whatnot, that just because you're from over here, you're over there, and then people are supposed to just ride with you just because you're from over here or over there. And it don't work that way, because I'm going to keep it trail with everybody. Ain't nothing like following a dude that you like admire as an artist, and you get to meet him in person, and he a motherfucking scumbag like some bitch. It is what it is, bro. That's just how it be sometimes. You get to meet these artists, and they just be fucking, keep it real, scumbags like a motherfucker. They got bad attitudes. You try to ask them to do something with you. They act like they really all that. And when, damn, I just asked to take a picture with you, bro. I didn't ask to date your ass. I didn't ask you no old funny shit. I just said take a picture. I like your music. It is. So, like you said, sometimes, not sometimes, all the time, you have to build that fan base. You got to go out and talk to people. Be an enjoyable type person. I'm not saying sell out and dance tambo. You dig, but at least be sociable, be approachable.
yeah.
At least a little
It's about a respect level. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm from the street, so I live by a certain code, but it's a respect level to it all. You know what I'm saying? If you got respect for yourself and respect for your craft, then you're gonna go to somebody else with respect because you are being respectful, because that's what you're about right now. You're about your craft. You want people to respect your craft, so you need to come. If you are an artist and you're trying to come to a DJ, come to play your music, you need to respect the DJ's craft because you want him to respect your craft, and so forth and so on with everybody, producers, managers, like with everybody. That's why, I mean, I do what I do, you know what I mean, for my artists. My artists, if
right.
I have to be that one, if I have to be that one that will step in and be the level-headed person, or if I have to be the one to sit in and talk to you and go through radio shows and online radio shows and email this, and email, I'll do all that. That's why I chose my profession, because I like doing this shit. But if you don't do all that, if you don't at least show respect to somebody else when you coming to them, asking them to show you some respect and listen to your shit, then they're not going to do it. They probably going to bad talk.
Right.
Just cause, you know what I'm saying? So show some respect. Like, you know what I'm saying? Be respectful, because you don't want respect. So you be respectful and be serious. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you got to have hot music, though. That's the number one thing. I do want to say that. But if you don't have respect and you don't come at people the right way, then you're not even going to get your music heard, you know?
Hey, real talk. So I got to play one or two tracks for Ava. Stick with me, because I want you to tell us some more about your artist, and I got another thing to throw out there that too, I think, that kind of hurts the whole industry, the local scene when it comes to artists and shows and things like that. So let me go ahead and get to that. Hope you can stick with me and then come back and get your comments and tell us some more about your artist. Think you can hang out with me just for a little bit, bro? Just for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I know I got a lot of requests. I want you to do something for a couple of my artists. So I'm going to be here. I'm riding with you, man. I told you it's about respect. I'm going to respect your show because I want you to respect my artists and play my artists' music. So I'm going to stick it out with you, man. I'm right here, man. Me and my medicine, man. We'll be here.
Okay, that's what it do. All right, let's get into it. We get into these new tracks, and we're going to come back. We're going to chop it up some more. Monsters Radio Live on Takeover Tuesday. If I can get this thing going. Ta-da!
Here at Monstrous Radio, we got a new product sponsor called Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Yeah, that's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. I know it's wintertime, but you ever met somebody breath so stink that they snot stink? I mean breath so bad that it make you stop breathing. Smell like they've been chewing on double butt hubba bubba bubblegum. Breath so bad that they thought stink. Be like, ooh, did you fart? No, shut up, your breath stink. So next time you meet somebody like that, get them some Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. That's right, Smack in the Mouth Bubblegum. Now available at the Quick Pick Me Out and Rob Me Corner Store. Blunt's three for a dollar, but that's six on EBT.
Hey. Hustle, hustle.
I was always taught, man.
Hustle, hustle.
Be thankful for what you got and how hard.
New music from Two Seater called Hustle Hustle. Monsters Radio with an independent artist called Bob Brown. And we're making crates, homie. Take over Tuesday.
Yeah, I went from nothing to something, see my dreams come true. Money right, top gone, with a red bitch. Mama said this life would surely take me under, but that money came quick. Shit'll make you wonder, I remember being broke. Kitchen at 17, way before that Jose running all them fucking foreign things. Sometimes I roll clean, still had the green machine. With the 23 Dalvins, had the wettest paint you seen. Sit back and chill a minute, let me try to paint the scene. Get as vivid as I can without really changing things. I remember we was snatching books, tearing up them lines. 19 twice, I could get it 100 times. My life's that real, I could give you 100 lines. You'll probably think I'm biting Jeezy if I tell you about the time when I was just a chick with that money on my mind. I hit up on my grind every day trying to shine.
Monday to Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see. If I'm gonna hustle long, then I'm gonna hustle strong. This sad life's all I know. This sad life's all I know.
I never changed who I was from the jump, I kept it thorough. In and out of jail, I had my fair share of trouble. But could you blame me though for wanting to see my profits double? Now I'm older and really getting a kick out of these youngins, taking all these different drugs, starting shit up over nothing. For wanting something, your peers will look at you funny. I'm chasing money though with street codes and real rules. Niggas killing out here trying to pay real dues. In the presence of a player, better stay real cool. Niggas selling wolf tickets by what they will do. I'm still chilling in my hood, I'm just waiting on you. I might make my homeboys gon' slide on through. I'm hearing rumors start to surface, y'all gon' slide on who? I'm glad to see you on your toes, I applaud that dude. Cause this is chess, not checkers, better fall back, fool. You better fall back,
Monday
fool.
Monday through Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see. If I'm gon' hustle long,
lights to get you, addict you, and leave you trapped. I felt scrutiny for trying to put my hood up on the map. And all I want to do is rap and make feel-good music. Seeing niggas get this paper, let me know I can do it. No, I never been a hater, I was deeply influenced. You can ask the bras about me, bet they say I'm the coolest. Ask some niggas about my crew, I bet they say we get foolish. Real recognize real, who the fuck is you fooling? I bet you don't even know what the fuck you doing. You just out here, hard-ass, head-first moving. You probably be the reason that the whole team get flipped. That's why your calls get screened, and I don't fuck with you, bitch. I follow ethics, I was taught, yeah, I stick to the script. Loose lips sink ships, and we too far in the ocean. I'd rather throw you overboard so I can keep on coasting. Keep on smoking, keep on
Monday
going.
Monday through Sunday, I'm making this money. Keep it to yourself, ain't no hating on me. Maybe I come up, maybe I fall off. Feel like the whole world's waiting to see. If I'm gonna hustle long, then I'm gonna hustle strong.
Hey, out of the My Music Club News feed. This is Cocaine Crew. It's called Faded.
Cash, listen. I got everything you want, anything you need. There's a Xanax, Oxycontin, Oxycodone, Percocet, Lortel, Tens, 5, 7, 4, 5, let's go, big,
baby. Okay, I'm on one, no double that, no triple that, I'm on a triple stack. Naked ladies, I'm a triple that, if she throw it back, I'm a throw a stack. What a purple that, give me a purple set. I'ma crush it up and I'm rolling that. Light it up, I'm smoking that. My mind gone, where the fuck is that? Rolling hard on the Norco, give me a few of those and I'm choosing hoes. Beat the pussy up, abusing hoes. Up and down on the stripper's pole. Let musk cold, cause her nipple shows that she must get hot from the Oxycot. Drinking Henny on the rocks, watching her make her pussy pop. Her waist still, but her ass not. If I stay here, I might cash out. Like rap tickets, I'ma pass out. She got me hooked like a bass mouth. I'm faded like faded glory. She got me high. Global warming in the parking lot. Something for her, polo down, rap floor. Norco, Oxycot, Percocet, so naked ladies. Pop one and I'm in the zone. Pop two and I'm getting faded.
Pop two and I'm getting faded. Pop two and I'm getting faded. North cone, I can cut. Percocets or neck and ladies. Pop one and I'm in the zone. Pop two and I'm getting faded. Pop two and I'm getting faded. Pop two and I'm getting faded. Hey yo, back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore, but still riding big wheels, talking shit to them boys. I got them hating, cause they dirt grow, making the noise. At the same time with your main bitch, making the noise. You know it's K-O-O-L, she just locked bill to the max. Straight drop work, my nigga, yeah, you know I'm attached. You niggas ain't going nowhere, like you sitting on flats. I got them knocking on my door, like I'm sitting on packs. Knocking on my door, it got me sitting on stacks. You can't do it like I do it, man. You niggas are swag. I pull up, tell her jump in the lack, and I don't even wonder why she wanna jump in the sack. It's coolie.
Nora Cole, I can cop. Percocets or neck and ladies. Pop one and I'm in the zone. Pop two and I'm getting faded. Pop two and I'm getting faded. Pop two and I'm getting faded. Nora Cole, I can cop. Percocets or neck and ladies. Pop one and I'm in the zone. Pop two and I'm getting faded. Pop two and I'm getting faded. Pop two and I'm getting faded.
This Dirt Road ENT, baby. You already know. Got everything. Pop two and I'm faded. What about you? I'm gone. I'm in the sky. I'm in the clouds, baby. Ozone.
Yeah, that's Cocaine Calling. Hit him up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's spelled K-O-K-A-I-N-E-K-O-O-L-I-E. Make sure you put that underscore in between it when you search for him on Twitter. And make sure you tell him E. Monster from My Music Plug and Monsters Radio sent you. So, all right, let me go back over here and get into our, I guess, our star of the night, Mr. Blind. From, what is it, We All We Got Management, what's the name of your company totally again? Let everybody know.
We All We Got Management and Promotions.
Okay, that's what's up. So, I tell us about this artist again that you have and what else you guys got going on over there.
Okay, well, first and foremost, I'm going to say the one artist I'm going to speak about first, his name is Mr. Chainsaw. He also goes by the name Trig for Trig Vision Studios and Productions because he's a producer as well as an artist. The track you're going to hear, he produced. He, made the track, did the vocals. And, he's been out before. He's been doing it. DMV definitely know him. He's produced. And should I say he's recorded, because he had a studio as well at one point in time, and he recorded a lot of DMV's talent. He's making a comeback, and I'm representing him, so I'm going to go ahead and release this track that he got out. It's never been heard before. As I say, the beat is by him, as well as the song itself, and that's Mr. Chainsaw. Do you have the track and everything? You got all the emails?
The emails are probably there, but no, I wouldn't have got to them, especially where we could have had them loaded up yet. We're so behind on everything, and none of our system worked yesterday. So we had to deal with that whole thing. That's why we weren't on yesterday or last night. But no, we don't have any music that's been just submitted queued up in our system as of just yet.
Okay, well, I will also tell you that for those who are in need of beats, Trig Vision Productions, they do have a SoundCloud that you can go and, you can check out their their beats, and you can email me if you are interested in, purchasing the beats or leasing the beats or anything like that. Once again, that's SoundCloud, and that's Trig Vision. TRIGUEVISION.
Okay. So what type of tracks you got on? What type of beats you got on? And what do you make? EMD tracks? What type of tracks do you make?
They're more rap tracks. I will say that they're R&B tracks, but he does make those as well. The tracks you will hear on the SoundCloud, it's hard for me to even explain. I mean, I call them fire. You know, you have to make your own assumption of what you think of them, but all of them are like that. I mean, he can make some dark beats. He can make some up-tempo, man. He got some party-type beats. I mean, whatever you want, for real, he can do. But, he's very, very, very talented. I wish I was in charge of your system over there, because I'd make somebody get on top of things and get this music up, because I really, really would love for you to hear it. I want you to make sure you check it out in your spare time, though. But definitely check them out. Once again, you can check me out on Twitter at Blind Businesses. That's BUSINESSES. And I'm definitely going to be posting music by him and posting links for him. Also, with my other artist who has his own label. House Life Music Group, artist and CEO Juice. He has a few new tracks out. Actually, he's actually has a video out on YouTube, and I'm posting that constantly, so you can check me out at my Twitter to see that. The name of the video is Never Let 'Em. But the song is Never Let Them Tell You What You Can't Do, the name of the song. So, this is inspirational track. I got my street guys and everything. They rap about a lot of street things, but this is a more inspirational track, man, letting people know that never let nobody tell you what you can't do, man. So check that track out. He also has a new a new track that's unreleased that I sent over to you that I would love to have your listeners checking out, by the name of Mr. White Man, surrounding some of the things that have been going on in this country when it comes to police brutality, some of the police murders and some of those things. It definitely fits right into the category. Says a few of those names who we all know and who we all probably miss and who, we all have certain thoughts about when it comes to, the Sandra Blands and, Trayvon Martins and things like that. So definitely a track that I want, everybody to hear, especially what's going on, in America with a lot of senseless deaths to a lot of people of color. But other than that, man, we working, man. That's all I'm doing. I'm working, man. All we got, man, is me, and I'm working. I stay working. My artists stay working. And I got something for everybody. If you're an artist yourself and you need music, I got a fantastic producer, Trig Vision, Mr. Chainsaw, whatever you want to call him. He's a remarkable talent, and he definitely can probably give you exactly what you need to make that next track a hit. And like I say, House Life Music Group, that's my home team, man. We all we got, House Life, Trick Vision. We doing things, man. We behind the scenes and we working. Definitely when you get your system back up, I will really, really appreciate you letting your listeners check out some of the new songs I just spoke about. Definitely would be fantastic for your listeners. They'll love you for it.
Okay. Well, definitely, I can definitely go and make sure we have that happen. It probably won't get unless it's something super sexy. Now, if it's something super sexy, we can make it to tomorrow, the wet Wednesday. But outside that, I won't make it back in until Thursday. You know what I mean? But I'll definitely help get you to the top of the list because, you called in and hung out with me tonight. You know what I mean? Help with the discussion and everything like that. So, we look out for the people that look out for us. For real. Get it?
Hey, we all we got, man. It's more than just my movement, man. We always got can mean a whole lot, man. When you go home with your family, man, you look around your household, you know that that's all you got. Us as a human race, man, us as people, man, we all we got, man. Gotta stop killing each other senselessly, you know what I mean? Hey, we all we got, man.
Right.
You look out for me, I look out for you, man. Us as human beings should do the same thing, man. With that being said, look out for my artists, man. Check out their music, man. Tell your friends to tell their friends, man. House Life Music Youth, man. Trig Vision Studios. We all we got, man. Check us out, man. I'm everywhere.
That's right. Hey, get involved with these. Because, hey, we all could use the support. And I'm going to get another track. And then when I come back, I'm going to talk about the other thing I was talking about that kind of messes with the whole aura of people getting support and people coming out to shows with the music. So check it out. This is a young lady. I hope I'll be saying her name right, because sometimes I'll be hacking people's names, but y'all know now today people say things silent. Sometimes you say other things. Like, to me, when I go to the fast food, I ask for a fish fillet. Yep, I say it with a T. They always fish fillet. I don't care. I say it with a T. It say fish fillet when I look at it. So check it out. Her name is Aura. I believe that's it. A-R-R-A. I hope that's it. Aura. This is some of her new music. It's called Talk To Me. It's her featuring Psycho. Monsters Radio Takeover Tuesday.
I know you mad when you with him. You ain't even popping tags when you with him. You ain't even hopping jacks when you with him. You just see me driving past when you with him.
Talk to me. I wanna hear you pick up fly. Talk to me. Hurry up, you got a limited time.
Talk to me, man, we do that every day. Come chill with a pimp, I'll show you how I get paid. Taking trips from BK to Central Pay. I love getting money on that thing. We argue, and then we fight again. Roll a one, take a shot, I'm high again. You know that I be chilling with my maven. All black like a caveman.
Hold up. Talking for your friend while he sent you over here. That the first time, saying he weak. Kind of fella clock a shot it. Tell his voice how you feel like keep looking, but you just can't see.
Talk to me.
Talk to me.
Hurry up, you got a
Yeah, okay. So, all right, now that I'm back, so, all right, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, give my last little comment on how I feel about why sometimes in the local scenes, why, you know, the little issues that people go through, people talk about how they don't get no support, how, you know, it's hard to get people to come out in certain cities. And, you know, like the guy Blind just said here not too long ago from We All We Got, you know, a lot of times the artists, they don't want to go out and put in the actual footwork to go make a fan, make somebody want to follow you. You got to, it's not just as you put out a single or you just put it out, promote it, and it's a hot song, and they just automatically start following you. No, it don't work like that. You got to go out and meet the people. You are now a politician. You got to go out and shake people's hands. You got to kiss people on the cheek. You got to be somebody and not sometimes to make people happy to get them to follow you. You dig and go hard. Either that or you just got to break bread. I'm just going to keep it 100. The people that say won't follow you, give them $35. I guarantee they start following you then. I'm just saying. So, all right, here's a couple of things that, you know, sometimes people, they don't understand. It's hard to get people to come back to a show. Why? Because sometimes some of these people, they don't know how to put together a show, let alone not being a janky promoter. Real promoters and real people that do events, they already have 200 or 300 people that they already have following them, regardless, whether the who the artist brings or not. They already got people following them regardless. So for them to go at an artist and be like, you're not promoting and you're not getting people there, so on and so forth, is kind of a little wishy-washy at the top of the day. I'm just going to keep it 100. You should already have enough fan base coming to see you, your DJ, your company already. Only thing the acts are for is really to entertain that crowd. That's what it's for. It is. So say like you have a Halloween party and you got Trey songs coming. That's really just to entertain the 1,200 people you have. That's all he's really there to do, just to entertain. You dig? He's not supposed to be the reason why everybody comes to your party. He's part of the entertainment. I'm just saying. But then again, too, it comes down to these artists sometimes. They always come up, they want to get paid. You want to get paid, but you can't get four people inside of an event. Why is he supposed to pay you? Paying an artist is an investment. If it's not to entertain my crowd, it's to make money. Now, if I'm paying you just to make money, you got to give me some of the money to pay you out of. I'm just keeping it 100. That's what it be sometimes. And these people, they don't know how to put together events. Your thing is all thugging and bugging. Ain't nobody trying to come to no thugging and bugging event. Y'all artists is up on stage twitching their fingers, making it do what it do. Ain't nobody trying to come see that. I'm trying to keep it real. When I go to the bar, I'm not going to see about your thugging, your drug exploits, and who you don't shot up, who you don't stuck up. I'm trying to have a drink and party and dance. Off beat, motherfucker. I don't need all that other shit. I'm just keeping it 100. These are the things that reason why people don't support the local artist scenes. It's sometimes the things y'all do. You got to look at how you're doing it from a perspective of entertainment, not just flexing on the mic. Okay, some people going, oh, he's just mad. No, I'm not mad. I'm just keeping it real. This is what hurts the music scene. And sometimes it be people from out of town fucking up your music scene. Talking about how the music scene whack as hell. Hold on, player. You're not even from here. Wait, the artists that are from here have a problem getting people supporting them, and you're going to come out and talk about how bad the city is and then throw a show next week talking about come out and see me. The fuck you mean? Where the fuck you from? No wonder why you didn't make it where you was at, and that's why you're here. I'm going to keep it 10,000. People are going to hate me for the shit I say, but it's real, though. Look at it. It's real. So, all right, I'm going to make it do what it do. I know people like, oh, he's talking too much. It is what it is, but fuck your feelings. I'm going to tell you the truth, like an OG. Now, I'm going to keep it moving. You hear? So, all right, Monsters Radio, Takeover Tuesday. We can talk about this all week because I got all kinds of shit to say about why the scene don't make it. Like another one, Minneapolis. You want to know why the record labels don't come look at us no more? We lost our own Minneapolis sound. What the fuck? Yep, that's what I said. We don't lost our sound. We sound like Atlanta. We sound like New York. We sound like Chicago. We sound like everybody else. What happened to our own sound? And what about your city? Did your city have its own sound? That's what made Atlanta. That's what makes Chicago. That's what makes L.A. That's what makes New York. They got their own sound. Look, people hitting me up talking about, damn, what's wrong with you? Ain't nothing wrong with me. People want to discuss it. Let's discuss it. Now I want to talk about it. Now y'all want to shy away. It is what it is. Monsters Radio. I'll be fired in the morning. It was some fun new music. Monsters Radio. Thank you for Tuesday. I hope y'all have a good night. Please, I get this feeling I'm going to get into a fight tonight. It is what it is. I ain't going to hurt nobody. Just don't say shit to me.
Your body on my body, baby. I'm about to catch your body in a baby. I love the way you grind on me. Said I'm about to catch your body in a baby. Keep it 100, boy, I know that you want it. Another round, won't remember in the morning. Got on your shirt, put in that work until you clock out. Mike Tyson, boy, you know I got that knockout. Take a dive inside this liquor, got me pulling on your zipper. He wanna hit a lick, I got my laser like a sticker. I woke up in my glory, keep a K with me like Courtney. Sister Shorty, I've been popping like a 40 in the story, baby.
Your body on my body, baby, baby. I'm about to catch your body, yeah, baby,
baby.
Love the way you grind on me. Said I'm about to catch your body, yeah, baby.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
it's going down. I'm about to catch your body. Oh yeah, oh yeah, no stopping now. I'm about to catch your body.
You work that thing like a 9 to 5. Talking to work and putting overtime. I pull up on you with that thing through your back and beat it up like rat tat 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 tat. Lock the door. Got a Uzi on your booty, know you popping. Clip after clip, ain't got no problem with me watching. Time on outside, we got all night, pull that TikTok. Smith and Wesson, about to teach your lesson. Lessons starting just
ain't going home, baby, we could go all night, yeah. Got by your hoes, let me show you I'm a rider. Make the neighbors call the cops, still ain't finna stop. I see these bitches trying to block, take another shot. Bang, bang, you look good, boy, you could be my main thing. Rich sex, I saw your chain slang, I'm on the same thing. Might give in if you don't let up, I'm just trying to fuck your bed up. Talking shit gon' get you hit, boy, don't get wet up, this is setup, baby.
Your body on my body, baby. I'm about to catch your body in it, baby. Love the way you grind on me. Said I'm about to catch your body in it, baby.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, it's going down.
I'm about to catch your body.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, no stopping now. I'm about to catch your body.
You and me and me on you, baby. So tell me what you wanna do, baby. So everything is up to you, baby. So it's up to you. This could be your best night. Get you home for the night and do it just right. Time of your life, get you home for the night and do you just right.
Your body on my body, baby,
baby.
I'm about to catch your body in a baby,
baby.
I love the way you grind on me. Said I'm about to catch your body in a baby.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, it's going down. I'm about to catch your body.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, no stopping now. I'm about to catch your body.
Be your best night, get you home for the night and do it just right.
Get your body,
be your best night, get you home for the night and do it just right.
Be your best.